Lots of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us anytime, 404-741-0985. Leave us a message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app or inbox us on Facebook. Got this note. Hey, guys, big fight with my husband this weekend. My daughter asked if she could try a sip of my margarita.
Ooh.
And I said, sure, just a sip.
Mm.
You would have thought I handed her a bottle of tequila and my car keys and said, go have fun. My husband went crazy. He said, I'm a horrible parent, said that in front of our daughter.
No.
Oh, no.
And said, quote, it's illegal until she's 21. Does anybody really go by that?
Ooh. So that's obviously a conversation they never had when they had children was, hey, if the kid wants to have a little sip or give a little test here, what's our play on it?
Gosh. And this all happened in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if, you know, these big decisions, you need to kind of sidebar.
Right, right.
For sure. You're
like, hey, what's our policy on the under? But they hadn't talked about it. She asked, mom said, sure, just a sip, you know, go ahead. Which I think, absolutely. This girl is 16 years old.
Oh.
16 years old.
16?
Is she not three?
Or six.
16.
I mean, 16.
And I think the fact that that the dad made such a big deal out of this is, and said, oh, not until she's... Now, like, before he spoke, it was a casual thing.
Like a curiosity thing,
enjoy
yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, what would make you more thirsty for the devil's elixir than knowing how taboo it was?
And how dad isn't for
and
it.
How dad's not for it, and I got to wait till I'm 21.
This is such a tough situation because you guys know my parents battle with alcoholism and still do. But growing up, they never had alcohol in the house. And if I had ever asked... like that question, they would have been like, no, absolutely not.
But meanwhile, all the while?
But meanwhile, they were raging alcoholics. So I don't know. It's a really strange situation.
Would they drink around you?
Not really.
They wouldn't? Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to think back. Yeah, I'm trying to think back to like Thanksgiving. We never had like wine on the table growing up. But yeah, they were like just raging alcoholics
but
growing
geez.
Up.
You look at countries like in Europe and stuff where the drinking age is 16. So this girl would have fallen under the drinking age. And I feel like... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, if we've got any European listeners listening on the app or whatever, but like, I don't think alcohol is as big a problem in Europe like as it is here.
I don't think it's as taboo because there's not such crazy restrictions on age and on it in general overseas as it is here.
But then you look at the other side is like, all right, so we're breaking this law. What other laws are we going to break, right?
Well, not just that, but like if you give them a taste and then they're like, oh.
That's delicious.
Or,
well, that
you know,
was the
mom,
problem.
This is what mom drinks. I want to drink what mom drinks.
That was the problem. The mom should have never given the daughter a margarita because margaritas taste good.
It
should
that's
have been try dad's,
terrible.
Try dad's IPA that tastes like a sour like grape. Yeah.
My son, who's eight, he was like, can I try your beer that I had brewed?
Yeah.
And it wasn't that he's eight. I was just like, he doesn't want to try this garbage. Right. I want his first drink to be something delicious. So exactly. 404-741-0985. You want to join the conversation. Is 21 really the legal drinking age when it comes to the family? So legal drinking age is 21. Mm-hmm. Everybody waits till their 21st birthday. But really, when you were a kid, didn't mom or dad give you just a little sip? And was that such a bad thing?
Maybe they did, or maybe they were like, no, absolutely not. Like, this is wrong. We don't want to open a door.
And how did you turn out? I'm curious. Like, I mean, my dad probably let me start having sips of beer, his Schlitz, back when I was 12. And I didn't turn out that great.
Well, then I was saying the same thing. Like, my parents were like, no, absolutely not. You're not going to drink till you're 21. Meanwhile, they were raging alcoholics.
Right.
And I was like, so is there a correlation then between holding it back or not?
But making it taboo.
Right.
Or being, you know, having wine on the table when you're growing up. Then when your buddies were like, hey, I got some wine, you're really not. You're like, I just had that last night at dinner with my parents.
So we never had alcohol in my house growing up at all, unless they were having, my parents were having a party. And then they would make Bloody Marys. And I remember being, gosh, 7 or 8 years old and being like, Mom, can I have some of that Bloody Mary? Can I taste some of your Bloody Mary? Can I have some of that Bloody Mary? Will you give me a taste? Can I have a taste? Because I loved V8 juice, and I thought it was just like a tomato juice drink.
It was not.
It was not. I had one sip, and I'm like, That's disgusting.
Good night, Irene.
Why? Why are you drinking that?
So, Toya and Noonan were talking about this couple fighting over whether or not their 16-year-old could have a sip of a margarita.
I say if you let the child get a little bit of taste, they're going to think it's nasty, and they're not going to gravitate to it. It's like I said, when we were younger, we were taught that you don't take Barbies or dolls away from little boys if they pick them up, because if you take from them, they're going to wonder what it is and sneak and go to it.
Yeah. So say yes, but be like, not my margarita. You could try Jägermeister, though.
Oh, Everclear? Oh.
Yeah.
And when you give them the Jägermeister, you say, it's all the same. Just keep repeating that.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. You just got to shoot the Jägermeister. Just shoot it.
Toya, thank you so much. You've been doing shots with a 16-year-old daughter. Amy in Norcross.
I used to be a bartender, and it's legal to give your own child alcohol in 31 states.
Is Georgia one of them?
I'm not sure, because I haven't bartended in so long, and the laws keep changing. But wow. I used to live in Louisiana, and you could give your child alcohol at a restaurant. And if the husband was over 21, he could give his wife alcohol because she was considered his property, I guess.
Jeez, what are the rules? Louisiana, that's a whole different, that's a country. That's their own country.
So I just missed all that because I was looking up the laws here. Do I need to move to Louisiana for some reason?
You could, yeah.
This says, can be done only by the parent in the private residence.
Okay, but so they moved things away from restaurants to just private residences.
That's at 18, apparently.
That's at 18.
But look it up yourself. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, but Amy was saying in Louisiana, it's basically just have a child and it can do whatever you want.
Oh, probably not good. No. If you want to join the conversation, 404-741-0985. Leave us a message. You could use the open mic on the B98.5 app. We're talking about a note we got from a mom. Big fight over the weekend with her husband because her 16-year-old daughter was like, Mom, can I have a sip of your margarita? And without thinking, Mom was like, sure, here you go. Mm-hmm. Just a sip. Mm-hmm. Dad was like, flew off the handle. Furious. It's not legal until you're 21. My question is, did any of us wait till we were 21 to take our... And is that even healthy? For your parents to have that attitude of like, oh, it's taboo, you can't do that. Or does that just make us thirst for it more?
Right, push you towards it.
Yeah, the parents had two totally different approaches to it. Mm. Yeah.
Kim in Atlanta.
When I was 5, I saw my mom drinking a beer, and I said, hey, let me taste that. She let me taste it. I ran to the bathroom. I spit it out. I brushed my teeth. So that was my first and last drink. I've never drank again.
Kidding? Oh. Maybe we should go younger on this. I've got a 2-year-old. Maybe she should be like...
Well, that reminds me, like, I was 13 or 14, my parents caught me smoking, and my dad was like, all right, sit down, you're going to smoke 10 cigarettes in a row, right? And I did, and I was like, I love these. So I don't know. Maybe it just depends who the kid is.
You know, one thing that we haven't talked about here is, like, why was the dad so upset? Was he upset because of the alcohol thing? Or what I think is more likely, he was upset because it was the daughter and mom, and he wasn't involved. Like, one of the things I feel like I'm looking forward to with my son is us having that first sip of beer, him having, I remember that was like, I did that with my dad.
Sure, understandable.
So you think it's a dad thing? Like, he wanted her to go to him to ask?
Now, I know that's a father-son thing.
Yeah.
Is that father-daughter thing, too?
Well, then, so, yeah, is it a matter of you feel like you can control the situation a little bit better than mom can? Or is it that that's more of the rite of passage thing? It is a dad thing.
Or maybe mom's just the lackadaisical parent that's going to be like, okay, sure, try it. And she knows dad is the more strict one and would say, shut it down.
Yeah. And there's also the whole thing of, like, you're doing this, you're making this decision. We get this way, right?
Yep.
Whether we agree with it or not, when your spouse makes the decision.
A big decision, too.
When
it
has to do with the kids, like, you're both the child's parent, so you should discuss that. So it should be sort of, when she asks, they have to either have a signal or say, you know what, we'll answer that question after we're done fighting about it behind closed doors.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 73. Clouds and showers tomorrow. 57 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you who's begging for a Big Star's coveted recipe in just a minute. But if you're feeling the burn of the weekend this morning, you know, there's all kinds of hangover myths out there. Mm-hmm. But are they legit or just to make you think that you'll feel better? So there's the age-old beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Right.
So somebody actually wanted to put these little sayings to task and did a huge study. It was a university out of Germany. And of course, none of these little rhymes that we have are true.
Oh, really?
It's all garbage. Now, the only tried and true way to be hangover-free is to not drink or to drink less.
Boring.
I know, right?
But what about a lot of people will just pound. If you say, oh, we're going to go out at 7 o'clock and we're just really going to get after it tonight, starting at noon, you just crush water. Like you're super hydrated from water.
They did say that to try and keep a hangover at bay, you should have a big glass of water in between drinks and to pace yourself. So I don't know if you hit it hard early, if that's going to keep the hangover away. I think it just brings the hangover on a little earlier.
Yeah, you guys are making all these plans before that alcohol first touches your lips. Two drinks in, everything goes out the window. Right. You find yourself with a big plate of French fries.
Yeah.
There are some companies, though, I've noticed on Instagram, like ads popping up saying, no sugar, no hangover, no this, no that. It's like $80 for a 12-pack, but you're not going to have a hangover.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're serving all of these up to me.
Right. Targeted.
Yeah. Instagram has just held an intervention. That's weird.
Now, is there a recipe that you've always wanted to get your hands on?
Of course. My grandma's meatball recipe.
Grandma's meatball. Sure. I want the hash brown casserole recipe from Crackle Barrel in the worst way. Like, that is my favorite thing, and I've never been able to, like, recreate it at home. But Pop-Tarts is so thirsty to get Taylor Swift's recipe, they actually took out a full-page ad in the Kansas City Star asking her to share it. So she made headlines when she made her homemade Pop-Tarts for a couple of the Chiefs players who were raving about her cooking skills. So they want this thing so bad, they've agreed to double a donation that they were already going to make to feeding a local Feeding America partner, Harvesters. So if she comes off the recipe, they're going to double it. But they're like, what's inside? Did you do the holes? Is there frosting?
Yeah. No way she should give this recipe up, because you know Pop-Tarts is just dying to make Taylor's version of Pop-Tarts and sell them
for
millions of dollars. We haven't talked about Pop-Tarts in decades,
I know, right?
This suddenly makes them relevant. If I'm Taylor, I find another manufacturer to partner with and go up against Pop-Tarts, or Taylor starts her own Pop-Tarts.
Taylor starts her own.
Fenty. Pop-Tarts are her
Fenty. You figured
she never would have made a delicious, healthy Pop-Tart had it not been for the garbage that they put in the original.
Who would have thought that her legacy, Taylor's legacy, is not her music,
it's
her Pop-Tarts.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Susan and Noonan.
Good morning.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out the studio?
Bye, Kara. Go get something to drink.
See you, Susan. I'm out. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Kara's going to step out. We'll ask you five trivia questions and bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Name the popular Atlanta-based fast food restaurant that's asking customers to discard any Polynesian sauce packets they might have in their fridge.
Chick-fil-A.
Number two. Billie Eilish revealed that she had a dream about Christian Bale. It led to her breakup with her boyfriend. Christian Bale played which superhero in three movies?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Number three, Miley Cyrus is thanking Pharrell for helping her ditch her Disney Channel persona. What was the name of her character on the Disney Channel?
Oh, Sarah?
Number four.
I don't know.
Kristen Cavallari is clapping back at people for shaming her for dating someone 14 years her junior. What sport did Kristen Cavallari's ex-husband play professionally?
Hockey.
And number five, to help promote Kung Fu Panda 4, Jack Black and his band have covered a few Britney Spears songs. What's the name of Jack Black's band?
Oh, gosh, these are hard.
It's him and another guy.
Yeah, it's like a duo almost, yeah.
I am clueless. I'm so sorry.
All right, my question to you, I'm bringing Kara back in. Would you have bothered calling were it not for the Luke Bryan tickets?
Of course not.
That is glaringly obvious.
We struggled a little bit, but they were tough questions, so we'll see what happens.
They were tough.
All right.
That was tough.
Kara is ready for the same questions. Number one, what Atlanta fast food restaurant's got the Polynesian sauce?
Chick-fil-A.
That's what Susan said, 1-1.
Number two, Christian Bale played what superhero?
Batman.
All right, Susan got it wrong, 2-1.
Number three, Miley Cyrus Disney persona?
Hannah Montana.
All right, Susan got it wrong, 3-1.
Number four, what sport did Kristen Cavallari's ex-husband play professionally?
He was a football player?
He was a quarterback. Susan was very emphatic, like, oh, hockey. No, that was wrong. All right, 4-1.
And what is the name of Jack Black's band?
Tenacious D.
That's the right answer.
Come on.
Susan, we struggled this morning. Final score is 5-1. Are you smarter than Kara?
Absolutely not.
Your uni record, 1,696 wins, 52 losses.
Sorry, Susan.
It's okay. It was fine.
You don't get the cash, but you got what you came for. Tickets to Luke Bryan, August 17th, Truist Park. They're on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Yay, thank you so much.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Those Luke Bryan tickets all this week. You want to listen around 7:25 is when we have you call in on B98.5.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Carol weekday mornings from 5 to 10.
You guys want to play a quick game here?
I'd love to play a game, yeah.
And we all know you guys are battling for the loser. The Friday before St. Patrick's Day, we're going to have a bell here in the studio. Every time we ring the bell, that loser has to start talking like a leprechaun.
You laugh. How do you even talk like a leprechaun?
I don't know. I laugh because it's uncomfortable because I don't do accents well, so I'm going to have a hard time.
I'm definitely hoping Kara loses.
Oh, great, thanks.
All right, so we're keeping track. You guys are tied up one game apiece.
Okay.
It's time to play another game. You know, Kelly Osbourne was fighting with her baby daddy, Sid, because she wanted their son to have her last name.
Right.
It's a legendary rocker name. Mm-hmm. Problem was, Sid, her baby daddy, since Slipknot, I guess he plays the turntables.
Yeah.
Big role in that band. He says, I have a famous name. Plus, that's the way it works,
right.
Kelly. Sorry. So we're going to play the celebrity name game. This is where maybe the celebrities don't share the same last name, but they're from famous families. They're somehow related, but they took a different last name.
Oh.
Use your name as your buzzer.
Okay.
If you use your name as your buzzer, you get the wrong answer. The other person gets the point. Are you ready with clue number one?
Yes.
Hi, this guy dropped his uncle's name because he was taunted on the set of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. His uncle is the famous director Francis Ford Coppola.
Drex?
He was Drex.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
It is Nicolas Cage.
Whoa,
congratulations.
Wow, jeez.
Drex with an early lead. Next famous celebrity playing the name game here. She's a singer whose real name is Tanner. Her mom is a model, and she took her mom's name to differentiate herself with her famous dad.
Kara.
L. King. You
How
guys are
in
tied
the world
up.
Did you know that?
I didn't
that?
Even get to her dad being on SNL.
Wow.
Next one. Be ready. Goldie Hawn has a famous daughter, a different last name.
Drex? Is it Kate Hudson?
Drex.
Gotta be, yeah.
Congratulations. Next one. This guy was married to Paula Abdul for a couple of years in the early 90s. He was a Brat Packers in the Breakfast Club, Outsiders.
Kara.
Kara.
Emilio Estevez.
Yes, you are correct. Oh, guys, we might end this in a tie because I don't have extra tiebreaker clues. Next one, it's 2-2. Shirley MacLaine's younger brother is also a celebrity. I knew this, I guess, but I forgot about this. This guy is known to be quite debonair. Shirley MacLaine's brother, Dick Tracy?
Drex. I, for some reason, I thought it was Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
I don't know why, that just popped into my head.
Oh my gosh. Wow. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Actor John Voight's daughter.
Drex. Angelina Jolie.
Drex with a win. Oh, that was
really
your scene.
Oh my gosh. Now you're down. Now you're down 2-1.
Kara's going to start being like, can we play a game? Can we play a game?
Yeah, because you're setting me up to lose. You just said, it'd be so much more fun if Kara was the one that lost.
You did say
okay,
that.
I said them what I wanted. I didn't say them.
This is why. Okay, and since you're the one that's putting forth all of these games.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Gabby, on Forgive and Forget, your relationship has been in complete turmoil dating back like 3 weeks at this point.
I don't know what to do. I got flowers and candy delivered to my office on Valentine's Day, which I thought was so sweet.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I FaceTimed my boyfriend, Will, while eating the candy. And, you know, I had the flowers in the background. I wanted to make it look nice. And
that's like a nice little scene.
See what I'm doing?
Yeah,
you did such a good job. Yeah. My flowers are beautiful. I'm loving the candy.
Yeah. I mean, I was so excited. And it turns out Will didn't send them. They were from my ex. I had no idea. He was, like, trying to win me back.
So wait a second. So you're FaceTiming your boyfriend, Will, and, like, saying thank you for the candy and these flowers, but he was not the one that sent them. I mean, obviously, he knew he wasn't the one that sent them.
I tried to explain to him, like, I didn't know, and he didn't want anything to do with it.
If your ex-boyfriend was trying to win you back with the flowers, did he not know that you had a boyfriend? Because, what, nobody signed these?
I don't know if the card got lost, but I didn't see it. So I just assumed they were from Will. So I didn't know.
So are you broken up? You basically sounded like you don't know whether or not he's your boyfriend still or not.
I really don't know. He wanted nothing to do with me.
Well, it's been 3 weeks. So have you seen him? Have you talked to him? Where are you standing?
I really don't know. I've been trying. It's been very weird since then.
Yeah.
And
he's giving you a silent treatment. It's all this play in the book.
But Gabby, obviously you care about the guy because this has been going on for 3 weeks and it sounds like you still want to fight for the relationship.
I mean, I do. Yeah. Okay.
Well, listen, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get Will on the phone. I want to explain to Will that is not in your control. His anger is misplaced. It should be at your ex-boyfriend for sending the flowers. You didn't send the flowers. You thought they were from your boyfriend, just like they should have been.
Yeah, he should have sent flowers.
Yeah, what did Will do?
Exactly.
Give us a couple of minutes. We'll get Will on the phone and hopefully get you some forgiveness, okay?
Okay.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Gabby, who said that she FaceTimed her boyfriend to thank him for the Valentine flowers weeks ago, and it turned out that the flowers were not from her boyfriend. They were from her ex trying to get back with her.
Oh, boy.
Since then, it's been cold between Gabby and her boyfriend, Will. So we're going to try to convince Will that he should let this go and move on with this great lady. Gabby, he's not going to know you're on the line when he first picks up, okay?
Okay. Hello.
Good morning, Will. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How's it going?
B98.5, the radio station?
Yes. We are calling about your girlfriend, Gabby.
Oh, no. Dude, she's playing me, man. I mean, she got flowers and candy, like, sent by her ex.
Right, but Will...
She's just playing me, man. I think she's, like, from another country and just wants to, like, get a ring on it, dude. Like, I don't know what's up with her, but...
Talking about?
Get a ring on it?
She...
But she wants to get...
She doesn't decide who sends her flowers. It's not her fault that her ex-boyfriend sent her flowers.
I think that she just wants to get a ring and just get a green card, man, to be honest.
Oh, she's not from America?
No, there's no way she's from America, man. There's no way.
What in the world?
Dude, I got to tell you, Gabby's on the line with us. This is a feature called Forgive and Forget.
Hold on, Gabby.
Hang on, Gabby. He doesn't think you're from America?
You know I was born at Northside.
Look, to be honest, I just think I'm one of her dudes, and she has, like, a whole ring of guys, and she's just, like, playing me, man, and I just don't think that she's from the United States.
You got to connect the dots here, Will. You're jumping from she got flowers from an ex-boyfriend to she's not even from this country.
I know, dude, how expensive.
She's, like, ate me, like, eating Kit Kats like a monster, dude. Didn't even, like, break it apart. Just, like, ate the whole thing like a bar of chocolate.
Wait, having to do with how she eats a Kit Kat, she didn't break it off into the individual rectangles?
No American would eat a Kit Kat like that. I'm sorry to say, but that's it.
So based on the way that she eats a Kit Kat, that's telling you she's not from this country, A, and B, she just wants to get married to somebody? That is such a leap, Will. That's wild.
I'm American, and I would consider eating a Kit Kat as a candy bar. Because who wants to fondle the individual bars? I would just break it open, hold it by the package.
The Kit Kat. That's why you break off the individual bar.
You don't eat it like a piece of toast. Tad.
Like a
bread.
Why not?
I thought I was doing something cute. Obviously, if I had known they weren't from you, I wouldn't have called you.
Well, Gabby, I don't know how to feel about this. I mean, I don't know. How would you feel if the tables were turned?
How would she feel if you were eating a Kit Kat like that?
The only evidence you have is a Kit Kat. You've drawn all of these.
How would you feel if I had an ex-girlfriend send me stuff? I mean, you would be probably pissed too. So I mean,
I can't control what somebody sends.
Gabby, I think this ex-boyfriend is starting to look better and better by the second.
I think so too. I agree with that.
Do you still want forgiveness or?
No, I'm good. So thank you guys.
Yeah, I'm free. Have a good day.
What did he say?
Hi, well,
I'm free. Have a great day.
Golly.
I just heard somebody opening a package. You weren't opening a Kit Kat, were you?
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Charlotte's daughter's relationship is on the line with her best friend. If she can't get forgiveness from the girl's mom, do I have all of that right?
We have two moms and two daughters, and it's just this tangled web. Oh, that's good.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right?
Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.